Mamá viene, no me den metáfora.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Belton. The top U.S. infectious disease expert warned Sunday of a possible upcoming spike in cases of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking on ABC television, said the nation may see a, quote, surge upon a surge of cases following Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday, when many Americans traveled to celebrate the holiday with family and friends. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, said on CBS television Sunday that people who traveled during the holiday should assume they were exposed to the virus and get tested within the next week. The United States has 13.3 million of the world's 62.7 million COVID-19 cases, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. has more cases of the virus than any other country in the world. India and Brazil follow the United States in case numbers with 9.3 million and 6.3 million, respectively. New Zealand's workplace regulator, WorkSafe, has filed charges against 13 parties following an investigation into a volcanic eruption on White Island in 2019 that killed 22 people. The surprise eruption on December 9, 2019, killed 22 and injured dozens. The majority of the casualties were tourists from a cruise ship. There were 47 people on the island when the volcano erupted, despite reports that there was heightened risk of an eruption at that time. WorkSafe Chief Executive Phil Parks said at a news conference Monday that investigations found 13 parties had not met their health and safety obligations in taking the tourists to White Island. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. At least 110 people are feared dead in a weekend attack on farmers in the northeast part of Nigeria, blamed on Islamic jihadists that are active in the area. United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for the African country, Edward Callan, said in a statement he was outraged and horrified by what he called the gruesome attack against civilians in the village of Koshobe near Borno State capital Maiduguri. Callan said it was the most violent attack on innocent civilians this year. He called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. Late Sunday, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a statement in which he strongly condemned the horrific attack on rice farm workers in Koshobe village. Guterres reaffirmed the UN commitment to support the government of Nigeria in its fight against terrorism and violent extremism. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari issued a statement condemning the killings. He also said that the entire country is hurt by these senseless killings. Buhari said the government had equipped the armed forces with everything needed to take all necessary steps, he said, to protect the country's population and its territory. Although no group has claimed responsibility for the weekend attack, such attacks have been carried out in the past by Boko Haram or the Islamic State West Africa Province, which are both active in northeast Nigeria. Inmates at a high-security prison in Sri Lanka have rioted over a surge of coronavirus infections, leaving at least 8 prisoners dead and more than 50 injured. Inmates set fire to the kitchens and briefly took 2 officers hostage. A police officer said the situation had been brought under control and the officers were rescued. This happened at a prison outside Colombo, the capital of Sri Lanka. The spokesman said some 600 officers were deployed around the perimeter of the prison. Prison authorities did not confirm whether they had reestablished full control over the facility. Sri Lankan prisoners have seen weeks of unrest as the number of COVID-19 cases in jails exceeded 1,000 by Saturday. 2 inmates have died of COVID-19. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on Sunday announced they will have an all-female communications team. Kate Bedingfield, who served as the communications director for the Biden-Harris campaign, was named the White House communications director. Jen Psaki, who held several communications positions in the Obama administration, has been named the White House press secretary. The women are some of the latest people named by the incoming administration as they prepare to take office in January 2021. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.
the man behind some of your favorite D'Angelo cuts. He's also the producer behind Solange's Grammy-winning hit Cranes in the Sky. You may be surprised to discover how many other of his songs live on your favorite playlists. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we are shining the Soul Lounge spotlight on Rafael Sadiq. Rafael Sadiq was born in Oakland, California, the second youngest of 14 children. His childhood fraught with tragedy. One of his older brothers was murdered, another suffered a drug overdose, while another committed suicide. Rafael found solace and purpose in music. He sang and played the bass in gospel choirs around his hometown, and when he was 18, he auditioned for a spot in the band for Prince's opening act and protege, Sheila E. Raphael toured with Prince for some time before coming back home to form a band with his brother Dwayne and his cousin Timothy. Their debut album, Who, was released in 1988 and featured this next song, which climbed to number one on the R&B charts, in large part to the melody, which was borrowed from an old familiar Negro spiritual. Here's Tony, 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 featuring our spotlight artist, Raphael Sadiq, with Little Walter on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Hey, Little Walter.
Hey, Little Walter.
Hey, Little Walter, listen. Hey, Little Walter. Something's gonna get you, Little Walter.
Was his name. He liked to play strange games. He had a soul.
play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Nice fellow, met 3T, hit a rhyme a cappello. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Tony, and DJ Quick.
You didn't think we could flip it on your ass, huh? Something for the dance floor. In a real way. It's going down like this forever. And a death. Now what you hear is not a drag, cause Mr. DJ Quick got a brand new bag. But first I got a bang bang, a boogie for the boogie to the rhythm of the ghettoy streets. Check it out now, you trying to give me some 8-ball, but no way, I'd rather have a mimosa with Cristal and OJ. Yeah, just a little something bubbly and tingly to have me walking around naked. But wait a second,
the function's on around midnight.
Uh-huh.
What time is
at the nursery so you can slow on your anniversary. Feel me, I dip, dip, die. So don't be looking stupid when I unfasten your bra. You know you want a Mac, it's because I come stronger than the IRS whenever you done got the link one on your text.
Now here I am, staring at you.
You know how it is, y'all. Got your homie begging for some Pepto-Bismol. But when my stomach's right, I'll be back tonight to get that lady I was running on the wall. Yeah.
Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we're celebrating the life and music of Rafael Siddiq, who in the 1990s was best known as the lead singer of Tony, Tony, Tony. We just heard a song from their fourth and final album. That was Let's Get Down. And before that, a cut from their second and most successful project, a feel-good song called Feels Good. After Tony, Tony, Tony's success began to wane, the group disbanded and Raphael moved on to his next project, a trio featuring Ali Shaheed Mohammed of Tribe Called Quest and D'Angelo, who had to back out of the project due to scheduling conflicts and was replaced by Don Robinson of In Vogue. Lucy Pearl released a self-titled album in 2000, which included two singles, one of which was nominated for a Grammy. Here's Lucy Pearl with Dance Tonight, featuring this week's Soul Lounge Spotlight artist, Raphael Sadiq.
I wanna dance tonight. I wanna toast tonight. I'll spend my money tonight. I'll spend my money tonight. I wanna dance tonight. I wanna toast tonight. I'll spend my money tonight. I wanna freak it tonight.
Freaking baby, yeah.
First thing we need to do is buy brand new fits for you. Make sure that you look good. Make sure that I smell good. Let's purchase two new Bentleys. I know that it looks trendy. So glad that it's not windy. Here comes that girl named Donnie. Ask if she wants to go. Tonight's gonna be hot for sure. Big dancing on the floor. Folks stripping, I don't know. Money flying everywhere. Champagne, we won't go there. Bottles popping in the air. They'll be screaming, I don't care.
The Soul Lounge Spotlight, and this week we are celebrating the life and music of Raphael Sadiq. We'll be back with more from his solo albums, as well as music from Solange, Andra Day, and Joss Stone, all artists who've benefited from his musical genius.
Soul Lounge.
Don't mess with my boy. Don't
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I am the Lady DJ, and this week we are celebrating the life and music of Rafael Siddique, who over the course of his career has collaborated with dozens of major recording artists like Whitney Houston, Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, John Legend, and Joss Stone, all while producing and recording his own music. In 2002, he released his first solo album, Instant Vintage, a collection of songs that incorporated a variety of genres from blues to rock and roll to doo-wop. The album was nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, but didn't do well in sales and failed to produce a charting single. His second solo album didn't fare much better. Rafael finally got radio airplay in 2008 with a song off his third album, a Motown-inspired cut called Love That Girl. The song spent 20 weeks on the Billboard R&B charts and earned him a Grammy nomination for Best Traditional R&B Performance. Here's this week's Soul Lounge Spotlight artist, Rafael Siddique, with Love That Girl on the Soul Lounge.
Music is the language of the soul.
Josh, how much loving do you need? Do you need it once a day? Twice a day? 3 times a day? 4 times a day? You gotta let me know.
What you thinking, babe? Don't tell me, babe.
Tell me about it.
Tell me how.
You're listening to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Rafael Saadiq, an accomplished producer and songwriter. British soul singer Josh Stone was one of the beneficiaries of his talent. He produced her third solo album, Introducing Josh Stone, which included the song we just heard, Tell Me About It. In 2011, Rafael released another solo album, thought by many of his critics to be his best. From Stone Roland, here's Moving Down the Line on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. Rafael Saadiq, this week's Soul Lounge Spotlight Artist with Moving Down the Line. I'm the Lady DJ. And one of the challenges of being a legendary artist with a few years in the game is maintaining a connection to what is new and fresh. Rafael Sadiq seems to have overcome that challenge. In the last few years, he's written and produced for some of the leading alternative R&B artists, some of which we're going to hear from now. Starting with Solange, in 2016, she released A Seat at the Table, a number one Grammy Award-winning album co-produced by Rafael Sadiq. This is Cranes in the Sky on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
Just me, I am my dog. together, scraping behind you.
That was Audra Day with the Rafael Sadiq produced Gin and Juice from her debut album, Rise to the Fall. There are some of us at a certain age who recognize Rafael Sadiq as a talented performer. Those of us who grew up listening to Tony, Tony, Tony and spent time jamming to Lucy Pearl. However, he seems to be more comfortable these days behind the scenes. When asked about his legacy, Rafael Sadiq said, quote, I just want people to look at the way I put music together and say he was a bad, bad man. He was a chess master. But if they say nothing, I'm happy with that, too.
So, it sounds so good.
Never walk away.
Never felt this way before. For the feeling that you get to me.
Thank you so much for joining us again this week on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I will be back with music from another one of your favorites. Until then, don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media with your comments and requests. I'm at VOA Lady DJ. Until then, peace.
My breakfast, you should be here beneath me to feel me, to heal me. You should be here to wrap me, to trap me, then climb me. You should be here. I'm a good man and I work hard on my night job.
You should be.
Let me show you what you're missing every day.
Why you should not, oh lady, you should see the tricks that I got. Oh, for your.
mama, especially be my lady. Let's be lazy and make babies. May I have
you should be.
Let me show you what you miss every day.
Girl, you know you drive me crazy. You should be here with me, babe. You should be here with me, babe. I just wanna drive you crazy. I just wanna drive you crazy.
You should be.
Sell her,
I want you, babe. You're alone with me.
Sell her, I want you, babe.